Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the August 27, 2019 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. Can everybody hear me back there? You okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. At this time, I'm sorry to begin with, we're starting a little bit late, but traffic has been somewhat difficult this morning. So if you would, please stand for the invocation that would be led by Mr. Tankard, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Mr. Wayne France.
Lord, let us pray. We give thanks for the committed, dedicated staff whose commitment to the Commonwealth's maritime resources make these meetings possible. We ask that all here today behave and testify in a manner that dignifies the memory of all those who have contributed to this Commonwealth, this country, and commission. Finally, we pray for the safety of our Marine police officers and the watermen who work the bay and the ocean. For this we pray. Amen.
So all turn and face the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Also, at this time, I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate both Mr. Ed Tankard and Mr. Wayne France, who have been recently reappointed by Governor Northam to sit on the Marine Resources Commission. Very, very pleased and happy with the appointment because our governor knows exactly what he was doing, good people, and glad to have him here. So, congratulations. At this time, turn it down over to Mr. Ballard.
Are there any changes or additions to the agenda?
Mr. Ballard?
Not at this time. I have a special presentation.
I thought you were bailing on me.
It's not 2 o'clock yet. Go ahead, Tony.
The item 13, Lou Cooks, has been pulled from the agenda. We will not hear that today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's with mixed emotion that I advise you today that a 32-year chapter, the history of the Marine Resources Commission, will come to an end on May the 15th. September 15th. Not to rush it. No. After many years of service, Rob has informed me that he has decided to take retirement, well-deserved retirement, from the services of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Rob has served capably the entire time I've been here. He was here, obviously, before I came here in 1992, so he's been here quite a while. It is a well-deserved retirement. As I said in an email to the employees when I announced it, the advice that Rob gave me was always good advice, and I'm certainly going to miss the sage advice. So with that, I'd like to read a recognition from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Be it known, through your 32 years of dedicated and loyal service in the Fisheries Management Division of the Marine Resources Commission, you work tirelessly on behalf of the Commonwealth's marine and natural resources. Your sound policy guidance and passion for fisheries science has been the ingredients to the successful management of the region's fisheries. You have provided effective and consistent leadership at the state, interstate, and federal levels during your career. Your direction, professionalism, and knowledge of the Virginia marine habitat and seafood industry enable your colleagues on the commission and your employees at the agency to work more effectively and with a greater sense of confidence in the efforts of protecting Virginia's marine resources for present and future generations. You brought wisdom and a sense of duty, responsibility, and especially commitment to your work. By your strength of character and your dedication to the public service, you have earned the respect and admiration of the citizens, your colleagues, constituents, and employees. We wish you the best of good health and happiness as you move on to a new chapter in your life, your retirement. I'm pleased to confer upon you the Certificate of Distinguished Service given under my hand and the seal of the Commonwealth of Virginia this 27th day of August in the 244th year of the Commonwealth. Congratulations.
Thank you. Flabbergasted, overwhelmed, and I guess that, I was a little restless last night when you've had roughly 300 commission meetings that you've attended, and we have some folks here who've attended as many or more, a couple. It is a daunting challenge to move out, and I will miss it. I mean, there is no doubt I will miss every aspect that I faced in my career. I think the main idea that I've always had is when I first started, I didn't want a job. I wanted a career. I knew in 1987 I wanted a career. And there's certainly good jobs here. There's good information here. There's good education here. And to have a job here is good, too, because many young people who come here gain the experience, and they're able to move up and go out and have success. And I think of the Fishery Management Division, we certainly have had a lot of folks over the years, a lot of staff, that have done very well. And I think they would all look back fondly at the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. I have a few individuals I would like to thank who were instrumental in my career. The first was Roy Inslee, who advocated for me in 1987 on my hiring and taught me about the seafood industry to make me appreciate the industry, not only the commercial industry, but also the recreational industry. Dr. Eric Barth, in 1988, selected me to lead, start, implement, initiate what we now call our biological sampling program. And for 5 years, I was in heaven because that was just a terrific thing to do. I was out and about with the industry. It was very instructive and very enjoyable. And finally, Jack Travelstead in 1993 selected me to be his deputy. And for 19 years, we worked side by side, part of the time with the commissioner here, and again, I loved coming to work. I mean, it was, the challenges were great, but there was such a good feeling about coming to work that I did enjoy it very much. And if you like Irish literature, I played Samuel Beckett to Jack Travelstead's James Joyce. Finally, Jack Travelstead promoted me to the chief position back in 2012. What's it been like? Well, for 7.5 years, everything but the proverbial kitchen sink has been thrown at me. And I did persevere. I am proud of that. That's the one thing I am proud at, because there has been so much variety, so much of a dynamic environment. Two different councils. Dr. Neal appreciates the fact that I spent 8 one-night stands down in our 4 most southern states from us for COBIA, not to mention the Mid-Atlantic Council and the ASMSC. So you should probably get the information that I could go on. But my wife of 37 years is a wonderful person. She retired in 2015, and I think it's time that I joined her on a daily basis, and I'm looking forward to that so much because she's a wonderful person. She started a nursing career after the 3 children were old enough at the ripe age of 41 and spent 20 years doing that. And you talk about a hard profession. Those who know that's a hard profession. So I will be leaving for that real good reason, real solid reason, that it is time. Everyone has time, and I'm happy that mine is here. I'm happy the time I spent with Commissioner Bowman. I would like to say I value my staff. I value the habitat management staff. Law enforcement staff has always been supportive,
And without administration and finance, most of us would be walking in circles around this building figuring out what we're supposed to do. So don't doubt that at all. Virginia Institute of Marine Science, you've been very important, especially in the oyster and in the crab issues, blue crab issues. What you probably don't know, Mark, is I spent a lot of time with professors at Virginia Marine Institute of Science over the years on finfish matters as well. So I am looking forward. I thank all of you for your dedication, and let's all have a great meeting today. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Also, by way of keeping you informed, effective September 15th, I have promoted Mr. Pat Gear, who's the Deputy Chief of Fishery Management, to Chief of Fishery Management. Pat, you in here? We will begin recruiting for the deputy's position in a very short order. You've handled the approval of the agenda. There's been no corrections other than the removal of the formal hearing. Is that correct, Mr. Watkinson?
Okay. I move we approve the agenda as amended.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.